everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag, where I help you to carry what matters most. It's your host, Maya Danielle. And as always, I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for watching the video today or listening if you're listening. And let's hop right into it. As I stated before, I love the topic of relationships, I love the topic of love. And I really wanted to start talking about that more. So I was thinking of what can we talk about? I was in class maybe a couple weeks ago when we were talking about just our preferred population. And there was a conversation around how adults, they tend to deal with relationship problems, right? Just as much as you hear teens having stuff, like adults do too as well. And so one of the things that I've noticed in the conversations that I've had about relationships and dating has been being able to really maintain, create, and maintain healthy relationships. And one of the main barriers to creating and maintaining healthy relationships that I've seen is self-sabotage. Self-sabotage, like this kind of conscious and unconscious behavior that pretty much undermines the connection, undermines the intimacy, undermines the stability of a relationship. And so a lot of people pretty much end up self-sabotaging their relationships because they're fearful, they have some trauma in relation to past relationships, maybe past experiences, even if it was just witnessing their parents' relationships or witnessing a friend's relationships. And so because of these beliefs that we have about relationships, we do tend to self-sabotage. A lot of people do it. I'm pretty sure everybody does it in their own ways. And sometimes, you could be somebody who maybe self-sabotages in one way in this relationship, and it, all hell broke loose, the relationship ended, and you can end up in another relationship and do the same things, and it's like that person don't care. But at the end of the day, it is something that you should be intentional about breaking the patterns of. And that's the whole purpose of this podcast, just being intentional about self-awareness, and understanding what patterns you have that may not be serving you in your life, and especially in this case, your relationships. And so let's talk a little bit about it. What are some of the signs of self-sabotage? If you're constantly overthinking and assuming the worst about the relationship, about your partner, you could be self-sabotaging, right? Because it's like you tend to overthink based off of the ideas that you already have. So if you already have this belief that all men are cheaters or all men are liars, you're gonna overthink in that way. So say for instance, you text your partner at 8 o'clock and a couple hours go by, you haven't heard anything. Now you know it's like 4 o'clock, you haven't heard anything. If you're somebody who's overthinking or overthinker and you have this belief that all men are liars and all men are cheaters, then you may start assuming just that your partner is out here cheating, your partner is lying, something is happening. Or, say for instance, you're just somebody who doesn't feel, I'm trying to think, maybe it's that you would assume that they just don't care about you or they don't value the relationship in the same way that you do. So again, these are thoughts that you really just don't know. But because of the beliefs that you have and because of your ideas on relationships, or the opposite sex or whatever, you tend to impose those on the relationship. So I feel like where the self-sabotage comes in is because you can overthink and you can assume the worst, and then you can stop that right then and there. Where you tend to self-sabotage is your reaction to those thoughts, your reaction to the assumptions that you've created in your head. And that comes from, again, reacting off of emotion, reacting off of the past, the trauma, the fears that you have. you end up saying something that you're going to regret, or you end up withdrawing, right? You're like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with this. I'm just going to withdraw. I'm cool on it. I'm gonna fall back. You know how y'all like to do. I'm just gonna fall back, right? I'm just gonna play my part. I'm gonna fall back. And the whole time, like, it was just never that serious. And you never communicated your needs. You never communicated how you were feeling. And that person had no way to reassure you or validate you or offer you a solution to the problems that you created. But it's like, you've self-sabotaged. You really messed up the integrity of the relationship. Another sign that you are self-sabotaging your relationships, if you are feeling the need to test the loyalty or the love of your partner, baby, hang it up. Hang it up. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't like being tested. Don't test my loyalty, do not test my love, because I feel like I show up as myself always. So you shouldn't need to test me and my love. Now, that's not to say everybody is the same, right? Because there are some people who are more deceptive and more manipulative, but what a lot of people don't understand is you testing somebody is manipulative, because you are kind of forcing a scenario to play out in one or the other ways, right? Like, somebody's saying like, oh, I'm gonna ask them for some money just to see what they're gonna do. Like, I don't really need to, but I just want to see what they're gonna do, see if they really care, see if they like, no, right? You can't test people's loyalty and you can't test people's love, because it's manipulative. Point blank, period. We don't even gotta take it no further than that. That's just what it is. It's manipulative. So you manipulate somebody, the relationship, like, it's gonna crumble. You can't have a healthy relationship with manipulation. Especially that kind of, I won't say it's malicious, but I do feel like that loyalty test or love test is it seems malicious to me. I don't know. That's my opinion. Let me know in the comments what you think. Do you feel like testing somebody's love or loyalty is malicious? I don't know. Definitely manipulative, though. It is definitely a manipulation tactic. Don't like it. Okay, next. If you feel like you are always withdrawing during times of vulnerability, or when things seem to be getting too good, it's like, I'm gonna back up because I'm scared it's gonna go the wrong way. I'm scared I'm gonna get my heart broke. And those are, again, signs of self-sabotage, not allowing yourself to experience fully the healthiness of the relationship, not allowing yourself to experience fully that person based off of what you believed before, or based off of your experiences from before. And the reality of it is like, if you want to date, if you want to have healthy relationships, you are going to have to be okay with that uncomfortability of like not knowing what's going to happen, and trusting that your partner has their be your best interest at heart. You can use your discernment, right? A lot of the times, I feel like self-sabotage comes from just a lack of discernment, a lack of the intentionality behind dating. You have to look at what's happening, right? And determine, is this BS or am I overthinking? Is this BS or am I allowing my past to influence what I have going on now? And that's a lot of what self-sabotage is that I don't know, and I'm just gonna go with it's BS, right? That tends to be what happens. I'm gonna just go ahead and take it as BS, so I don't get my feelings hurt. I can pull out when I need to. I have the control over the situation, and it just is what it is. That just tends to be what it is. The last sign I want to talk about as far as self-sabotage is always being in relationships where that person is emotionally unavailable. If you always are finding yourself in relationships where the person is emotionally unavailable, you might be the problem. Like, you might be, you can, the thing about it is, the truth of it all is a lot of relationships are not that don't work out. You tend to blame the other person, right? They didn't do this, they didn't do that. They were this way, they were that way. But at the end of the day, sometimes the signs were already there, right? You know, sometimes those red flags was already there and we chose to ignore them. Sometimes they weren't even red flags. Like, sometimes the person said straight up front, "I don't really have any idea about wanting to be monogamous. Like, I that ain't even in my peripheral." Is that the word I want to use? Maybe not. That's not even in my line of sight right now. Okay? So you end up staying in that relationship, even though you know you want somebody who's going to be loyal. You know you want somebody who is going to be monogamous and faithful to only you, but you settle for whatever they give you. And that comes from other stuff. We can talk about that too. But you tend to settle, and then when you find out they're going out on dates with other people, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? You done got your feelings invested, and then you end up hurt because you chose to ignore the fact that this was an emotionally unavailable person to begin with. Stop ignoring the signs. Stop ignoring people telling you from the beginning who they are. You are going to self-sabotage yourself and any relationship that you move into moving forward, because the more you enter into these unavailable relationships, you're just reaffirming all the negative beliefs that you have about relationships, right? If you want to ever end up in a healthy relationship, you need to make sure that in your dating process, you are intentional about not putting yourself in a position to skew pretty much your idea on relationships. And so moving forward, how do we interrupt this pattern of self-sabotage? Well, number one, do some self-reflection, right? That's the whole purpose of this podcast, to self-reflect. Do some self-reflection. Look inside yourself and say, what behaviors do I have that are disruptive to this relationship? What ideas do I have about relationships? Maybe what internalized beliefs do I have about relationships in general? Do I even believe in a healthy relationship? What would a healthy relationship even look like, right? And so asking yourself these questions, if you are ever overthinking about a situation with a partner, like being able to sit down and self-assess, like, what's the fear? What am I scared of this happening? Am I scared that they're not telling the truth? Am I scared that I'm going to end up lonely? Like, what is it that I'm really afraid of? Bounce those thoughts off of somebody if you need to. Like, I say therapy, but like, even if you're going to talk to a friend, I think the most important thing about that is making sure that you are also intentional about who you are bouncing it off of, right? If you're scared that your man is cheating, for whatever reason, you know, you got these thoughts coming and you've assumed the worst, and you go talk to your friend who just got cheated on a month ago and still in her heartbreak phase, and she got this idea, you know, you can't trust no nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to be intentional about who you are talking to about your relationship. If you're going to talk about it, be intentional, because you don't want anybody who's going to feed your negativity or feed those negative thoughts. If, you know, without logic, you need somebody who is clear, who's going to help you to think clearly, and who is unbiased and will tell you and call you out on your BS if you are actually the one that's causing problems. You need people like that to talk to who are going to call you out. Do not go bouncing all your ideas off of a sounding board who is going to just tell you what you want to hear, number one, or who's going to tell you something that could possibly end you up single and lonely. You don't want to do that. So, you know, like I said, if you're going to do that, just be intentional. Lastly, I think that Being able to affirm for yourself that you do deserve love. You do deserve a healthy relationship. You do deserve to have somebody who you can trust. And so, a part of what you can do to interrupt those patterns of self-sabotage is to one, affirm yourself, communicate with yourself, but also communicate with your partner. If you are dating and you are moving towards a serious relationship or you're in a serious relationship, being able to communicate your concerns, being able to communicate your feelings, being able to communicate whatever, you are going through with your partners is important. You also have to be able to set some healthy boundaries, okay, with yourself and with your partner. Number one, with yourself, because if you know you're somebody who tends to get up in arms about things, like you tend to overthink and you want to just go off on them. Oh, you must be with so and so. Oh, you must be doing, like, the setting the healthy boundary would be, I'm not going to react within 2 hours of something happening, right? Or I'm going to wait until I hear their explanation before I move forward with whatever I'm going to do. I'm not going to automatically ghost them because I haven't heard from them all day. I'm going to give them 24 hours to give me an explanation. Like, setting those boundaries with yourself before you do something that you're going to regret, before you say something that you're going to regret, is so important in self-sabotage, because a lot of times that's what happens, right? We tend to react off of emotion and feeling and these thoughts that we have without ever giving our space self the space to find clarity and to calm down and to think through what is really happening and really discern between, is this BS or am I overthinking? And so, those are some really important things, but I do want to leave you all with this. You can have a healthy relationship. You can. You're worthy of a healthy relationship, and you don't have to be perfect to be loved. You don't. You just have to be open. And the issue with self-sabotaging behaviors is it closes us off. It closes us off to really experiencing what the relationship is for what it is, right? We don't even give that person a chance to show us who they are or to show us, what's the real. We don't even give them or the relationship a chance to grow because we tend to hop in and do what we do, right? We go in and do our damage off bat to not be hurt. And if you want a healthy relationship, if you want a positive relationship, you have to be open to experiencing the relationship as is. So, I want you all to think today, think throughout the week, what self-sabotaging behaviors may you have? How have they interrupted any relationships that you may have had in the past? And what healthy boundaries can you set with yourself to interrupt those patterns of self-sabotage? I thank you all so much for watching today's episode. Like I said, I am really enjoying this topic or these topics on relationships. So if you have any suggestions of what you want to hear next, drop it in the comments below. Like this video. Don't forget to subscribe and turn your notifications on so you can see when I post a video. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Start doing some self-reflection and let's finish out this month real, real strong. Have a good one. Bye.